Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third, the first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth, the catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Washington Senators, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second, the left fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting third, the second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Snyder. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vernon moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz takes first base on ball 4. Yost moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Yost scores. Orovitz goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Olsen. White reaches second base with a double. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Connie Graub now pitching. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brewer moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone bunts towards the mound. Graub fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to third. Goodman moves to second. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vernon is walked intentionally. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brewer scores. Goodman scores. Vernon moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graub spins and fires to second, with Snyder covering, and Vernon is picked off. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Olsen reaches second base with a double. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Olsen scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Connie Graub. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dave Sisler now pitching. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orovets hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Orovets reaches second base with a double. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orovets scores. Sievers moves to third. It's 6-5, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Sievers scores. Lemon moves to third. It's 7-5, Senators. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Olsen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Lemon scores. Courtney scores. Olsen goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Senators. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Lou Berberet. Leo Keeley now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Pearsall moves to third. One out. Ted Williams pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Orovets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Orovets moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-7, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jensen moves to second. Bunky Stewart now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Jensen moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. White is walked intentionally. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Olson hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Bunky Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Orovets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Yost moves to second. It's 11-7, Senators. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Courtney takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Orovitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Pearsall is chasing the ball. Snyder rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 12-7, Senators. Bunky Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Orovitz hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 7. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sievers moves to second. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Courtney hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-9, Senators. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Orovet settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 12, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.